Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, federally insured by NCUA, by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports, and by Katzoff Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pete Medhurst. Welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. Coming up, we'll talk football with assistant coach P.J. Volker. The men's tennis team helps Navy clinch the Star Series with a sweep of Army. We'll talk with head coach Chris Garner. And we'll talk baseball with Michael Koritz of the Navy baseball team. It's on the Navy Sports Magazine, coming your way next on the Navy Radio Network.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
Buy our home. Fix our home. Live in our home. Fix our home. Make memories in our home. Love our home.
Apply now for a home loan from Navy Federal. With no private mortgage insurance and 0% down options available, you're closer to your dream home than you think. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. Certain terms and conditions apply.
Visit Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis weekdays from 11 to 2 and take advantage of their new 15-minute lunch guarantee, or your lunch is free. That's right, free. And with 15-minute lunch guarantee, that means less time waiting and more time eating delicious B-dubs before you got to get back to the office. Buffalo Wild Wings, Annapolis. Wings, beer, sports. Available for dine-in orders at participating locations for a limited time. See restaurant for details.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
This is the Pepsi that your father drank and your grandfather drank.
When I was your age, we were...
This is the Pepsi that your Uncle Ted drank when rock sounded like this. This is the Pepsi for American pastimes. Whether you're tailgating at a speedway or courtside watching your favorite player make a breakaway,
he scores!
This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
The Naval Academy Athletic Association expects to win at everything they do. Join the Blue and Gold today, and your contribution will help enable our midshipmen to pursue the highest goals possible as members of our varsity or junior varsity teams. For more information, call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or log on to NavySports.com. Spring football continuing for the Navy midshipmen, and of course, for the first time in a while, a lot of new relationships to be forged out there on the football field. And one of those guys, new assistant coach P.J. Volker, who joins us here on the Navy Sports Magazine. First of all, welcome to Annapolis. What has the transition been like for you so far coming here to Navy?
Well, thanks. Honored to be here. The transition's been phenomenal. I think the thing that really sticks out is the honor and tradition of this place, but then the people. You know, Coach Niematalolo and the rest of the staff have been phenomenal, just reaching out before they really even got a chance to know me as a person, and just knowing how that they're there for me, for my family, and then getting a chance to be around the guys for the last month or so with spring practice and getting a chance to work with them on a daily basis has been absolutely phenomenal.
I was going to say, every time you make a move in the coaching profession, there's some risk involved. As you weighed this risk, what were the deciding factors for you? And obviously, what has it been like, obviously, on the field over the first month here for you here in Annapolis?
Sure. I think this was an easy decision for me in terms of this being the Naval Academy. I think that was the ultimate deciding factor for me, is just getting a chance to work with the high-character young men that I get to work with on a daily basis. And then, you know, obviously, I've watched the Showtime series and getting to see the coaching staff a little bit and just getting to look a little bit behind the curtain and see what goes on here. And then just from the outside in, it was always a place where you look and you're like, man, I really am intrigued by that. And then have an opportunity to be a part of it and then continue to work with Coach Newberry, who I absolutely respect, admire. Have be blessed and so fortunate to come here and continue to work with him and Coach Downing, and then learn from a phenomenal head football coach like Coach Niematalolo. When it came to it, this was the best move for me, my family, right now and professionally for the long run. How do you evaluate players, watching them move out on the field, then going back, watching the practice tape and things of that nature? Because right now, those are the relationships probably that are most important now as you try to cultivate those and develop that trust with your new players.
Certainly. I think I got into coaching because outside of my parents and my grandparents, coaches made the biggest impact on my life. And that's why I got into this. I didn't get into this to make a lot of money or coach in front of 100,000 people. Now, those are nice perks and things like that. But I got into it because I wanted to make a difference in young people's lives. And just seeing the way these kids come over to the meeting room every day, thirsty for knowledge, not just about football, but just about life, about leadership, about all different aspects that makes us well-rounded human beings. And just we get into conversations about all different types of things. And Coach always said, Coach has said since we got here, Coach Niemot says, you know, if your meeting's all about football, it's a bad meeting. So we usually start off every meeting with something a little bit about life. It might be funny, it might be serious, but just hearing the guys interact and how deep and thoughtful and mature they are, it's really impressive. But those relationships are really important to me. Getting a chance to know the guys over the last few months. I've been here since January 9th. It's been awesome. I couldn't ask for a better group of young men to be around on a daily basis.
Obviously, the spotlight will be on Coach Newberry as well. You've worked for him. What is it about him that has allowed him to enjoy success at obviously the places that he's been at?
Sure. I think it all starts with that relationship piece of everything. Guys are going to play hard for you when they know that you care about them and that you want to see them be successful academically. You want to see them be successful socially. You want to see them be successful spiritually. And you're there for them that they can come in your office and open the door and talk about whatever. Not just about, hey, this blitz here, or this coverage there. Now, he's really good at that stuff too. So that's obviously a big piece of it. But he's just an easy guy to play incredibly hard for. He's an easy guy to like. He's a guy that cares about people. He's a guy that is relationship driven. And then on top of that, he's a phenomenal X's and O's football coach.
In your time dealing with him, what has been the key philosophically that allows you all to find look, defense is hard to play right now in this sport. There's no question about it. But what is it about his philosophy and the things that he does that has allowed him to obviously have a modicum of success? Because you all rose up the ranks there pretty quickly from the infancy of that program at Kennesaw to the number three seed this past season. That was kind of eye-popping with what you all did with the Owls.
Sure. I think getting kids to buy in, play hard, is first and foremost number one. He talks about elite effort all the time. And getting kids to do that is different because I don't think a lot of people across the country play incredibly hard defense because it's difficult to play. When I talk to a prospective linebacker about coming here to play college football, I think, hey, think about the hardest play you've ever played in your life. Now imagine yourself playing like that every single play. So he's done that with our entire football team, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And then the X and O piece of it, he's going to be unpredictable. You know, we're going to give you – you may think we're going to be in this, and the breakdown has said that we're going to be in that, and you think that's what we're going to be in, but we might be in something completely opposite of that by the time game time rolls around. And he's quick on his feet to make adjustments and things like that throughout the course of a game. Because he knows the system in and out and knows how to put our guys in positions to be successful on game day.
I was going to say, from a professional standpoint, to look up and see the types of teams that Navy plays on a weekly basis, even out of conference, obviously their service academy rivals, Notre Dame, then you look at the conference schedule, some of the best offenses in the country. From a professional standpoint, are you looking forward to these types of challenges that will come, obviously, to this football team on a week-by-week basis to see if you all can match wits and obviously execute against some of the best offenses you'll see in the country?
Oh, sure. I mean, if you're a competitor, you want to play against the best. So it's the same thing in recruiting. When you get an opportunity to play in the American Athletic Conference and you get a chance to play against Army, where that's the only game on television that day, and you get a chance to play Notre Dame every year, you'd be crazy, you know, to think that we couldn't compete and get after those people and want to challenge against those guys. I mean, is it tough? Absolutely. But we're ready to compete, that's for sure.
All right, welcome to Annapolis. Hope it's the first of many conversations.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, PJ Volker joining us here on the Navy Sports Magazine.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to shed the light on Navy baseball. Mids with an extremely busy week for Michael Koritz and his teammates. Obviously, the big news this week is they're going to turn some lights on here at Max Bishop Stadium. Now, I know you played in the WCAC. It's not the first time you've played under the lights, yeah. But is there some excitement for the fact that you guys are now going to have a lighted facility and it gives you all even that much more flexibility now in terms of scheduling baseball games?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of my favorite things to do is play under the lights. I'm, like you said, I remember in high school it's an amazing experience anytime you can play under the lights. And, you know, we've been talking about it for a few years. You know, when are we going to get lights? Are we getting them this year? And, you know, it finally came to fruition this year. And, yeah, we're excited, especially get one game tomorrow mm-hmm. under the lights, get a little practice for the big ones this weekend against Army. So we're looking forward to it.
Obviously, for you, let's backpedal a little bit. I mean, it doesn't come much tougher than the WCAC against my man, the Gibbs, and Andy Lohman and all those guys over at St. John's, my man Sean O'Connor over at DeMatha, and you guys out there at Paul the Sixth. How much did that prepare you, though, obviously, for the rigors of what Division I baseball has become on a team that consistently wins 30 games?
I just think the highly competitive nature of the WCAC in itself definitely prepared me for college baseball. We play a bunch more games than most high schools do, so I think that in itself prepared me for, you know, a longer college season. And just, like I said, like the high level of play in high school, it's a whole lot of fun. And I miss those days. Those are great playing days. And, you know, I remember, you know, playing St. John's in a weekend kind of brings the same atmosphere as like playing an Army, same caliber team comparatively between high school and college. It's an awesome experience. We're excited.
I was going to say, too, I imagine the WCAC tournament, too, is, I mean, you know, you're talking about the best of the best on a weekend. I mean, that's you know, that's got to be as tough as it gets in terms of competition and pressure, I thought you brought up a good point that maybe doesn't get necessarily recognized. A college season is a whole lot longer. Did you notice that, though, the first year here, about how much longer this really is, and obviously how much more work it means practice-wise and everything to get through a schedule like this?
Right, yeah, it is a bunch longer. Definitely takes a toll on the body. Being able to, that's the biggest thing, is keeping your body in shape throughout that long period of time. And yeah, the weekends, the competition in high school, it was St. John's and with the Matha, Gonzaga, even it's awesome. It was tough. We didn't do as well as we wanted to in high school, but you know, we didn't do as well as we wanted to last year. We're looking to turn that around this year. Get to regional this year. This weekend, I think, is really going to be a testament to that. Playing Army, they're the team to beat. So go after this weekend, looking for a few big wins.
I want to backtrack for a moment. What is it like to play in a game that's like 24-13, like you all had up at Lafayette? What is that kind of game like, where it just seems like everybody is raking at some point?
Yeah, that's a game where it comes down to the mental side of things. You know, it's a game that you got to consistently score. The first inning to the last inning, you never know. You know, the wind's blowing out. You never know when they're going to get a walk, maybe a hit and a home run, bring themselves right back into the game. Just a mental grind, really, just to stay in it all the way through and make sure that you're on the winning side of things. So,
at the same time, what is it like to play behind Noah Song?
Well, I don't really play too much behind him. He doesn't give me too many ground balls.
Right.
But it's incredible watching him perform the way he has this year. Me and Zach, we love watching him. It's honestly incredible to see what he's done this year, and we're hoping, I'm sure we'll get a quality start out of him this weekend. We're looking forward to it. He's a huge confidence booster for us. You know, we know he's going to give us a quality start when he's out there. The key is really just being able to support him with the bats. That's the big thing.
I was going to say, too, because more often than not, you're going up against the other team's number one starter in those cases. And you mentioned, look, I mean, the competition the last couple of years, especially between you guys, Army, Holy Cross, been top-notch. I mean, it really has. And little things make that difference. What has it been for this team right now that has allowed you all to put yourself at least in position now to control your destiny and potentially finish with that top seed?
I think the biggest thing has been our best games we play is when we're mixing, you know, the pitching game with the hitting game. We've had a bunch of ups and downs where we've just had pitching and we've been lacking the bats, or we've been lacking the pitching, we've had the bats, and putting them together, those are our best games. And when we do that, we're a pretty dangerous team. And you know, Army's as well, a dangerous hitting team. They pitch well. I think this weekend's really just going to come down to who can do both for the longest amount of time. So
cool to be a local guy and be able to play kind of close to home where folks can come see you whenever they want to?
Absolutely. I think that's huge for me. You know, I live in only about an hour away. So my family is very supportive. They're up here as much as they can. You know, I've got two younger siblings. One, my sister plays soccer up at Columbia, so they try and go see her when she's in season. And my younger brother is playing baseball at PVI as well right now. So we're a pretty active family, but they're extremely supportive. I love being close to home. That was one of the big pulls, as well as, you know, this place being an incredible institution and baseball being good and academics and the military. But yeah, being close to home was definitely a key factor. So I'm a hometown kind of kid, mama's boy. So,
man, you and your sister put some pressure on your brother, Columbia and the Naval Academy. My goodness.
Yeah, I don't know. He's actually, on paper, he's the smartest one out of the three of us. So he's got a really bright future ahead of him as well. We're not too worried about it. He's not too sure what he wants to do yet, but we know he's going to be doing some great things. So yeah.
Who knows? Maybe he'll be like at MIT and be some kind of mad scientist or something.
Maybe,
one
who
day.
Knows?
Congratulations to all of you. Continued success. Best of luck with a really busy week with so much activity this week to you and your teammates.
Absolutely. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. Micah Critch joining us here on the Navy Sports Magazine.
I'm Chris Cisneros. I left the Army as a major and have been a USAA member for 20 years. When I was in the Army, I was trained as a pilot, as an instructor pilot, an instrument examiner, and a maintenance test pilot. I can land a helicopter on the side of a mountain while wearing night vision goggles. But when it comes to investing, I don't have that same kind of training.
At USAA, we're committed to helping military service members and their families with their financial goals. Choosing the right investments is critical in helping turn those goals into a reality. Even if you don't know a lot about investing, don't worry. We'll show you how to strengthen and simplify your finances and find the right investments for your needs. Visit usaa.com/invest or call 800-472-USAA to get one-on-one guidance for your goals.
Members paid for their participation, membership eligibility, and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Investments insurance not FDIC insured, not bank issued, guaranteed, or underwritten may lose value. Investments provided by USAA Investment Management Company and USAA Financial Advisors, Inc., both registered broker-dealers.
Navy fans are the best fans around. So, while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. This message comes to you from Navy Athletics and, of course, our good friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you responsibility matters.
The Patriot League is the model that validates the balance between academics and athletics and exhibits the truest sense of the term, scholar-athlete. The graduates of 10 of the nation's premier academic institutions serve as leaders in the corporate and academic worlds and provide leadership within their communities and help the Patriot League lead the nation in NCAA graduation rates. The Patriot League. Today's scholar-athletes, tomorrow's leaders. For more details, visit patriotleague.org or patriotleague.tv.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to shine the light on Navy men's tennis as they sweep Army, clinch the Stars series for the mids. Had a chance this week to talk to head coach Chris Carner and asked him what was the key to getting the win at West Point.
Yeah, it was a great match for both teams to start off in doubles. It was really close. It could have gone either way. We were fortunate to squeak out the doubles point, and I think from there some of our guys really got a great start in singles and were able to keep the momentum going to clinch the 4 points. So you're right about the youth. Both sides had a lot of youth, and there was a lot of energy from both teams, and Army had a great turnout, and we had some supporters up there too, and so it was a great experience for everyone.
The team concept of tennis, and obviously in many cases, more often than not, it's the doubles point that goes first, but how much does that help and maybe buy some momentum for your singles players that play after that to try and get them going early in their matches, which, as you know, momentum can be huge. You fall behind early, and it can really snowball against you.
Right. Well, in tennis, and college tennis especially, there's a lot of peaks and valleys of momentum in a match. And so getting the doubles point, you're looking at if you can split the singles, you're going to win the match. So it is a big carrot to have, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of teams out there that are really strong in singles also, so it is a bonus to get it, but you just got to get back out there, because someone who drops a doubles point, a team who drops a doubles point, could be really motivated. Hey, we've got to get back at these guys. Sure. Let's get going. And so It can work both ways. You get the doubles point and guys relax. Oh, we got these guys now. And then all of a sudden, the other team comes roaring on and you find yourself, you're down a set and a break and trying to claw your way back into the match.
Obviously, your fifth year now. We mentioned, you know, the fact that you're playing with a lot of first-year guys. What has been the attraction to them? You all have established a really good culture here, culture of success. What has been the reason why you've got so many talented freshmen that wanted to come play tennis here and obviously are thriving here early in their careers?
Well, I'm not sure anyone wants to come play tennis at the Naval Academy. I mean, the Naval Academy is the attraction itself. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're just fortunate that we have young people who want to come to the Naval Academy who also happen to play some pretty good tennis, especially to be competitive within our league. So I think it's just a matter of it's just the academy that brings in motivated young people who want to be here, and they happen to have played tennis most of their life, and so they're excited and they have a passion for that sport, and that carries over into the program. And it's the guys' program. It's their team. They hold each other accountable. Obviously, being the coach, you're going to try and make sure you're guiding them in the right direction, but you know they're going to put the effort and the time and the commitment on and off the court into the program. So I think a lot of that just goes to what you said before, is the guys who have come before them, they've done a really good job of establishing a culture of what it means to be on the tennis team, of being there for one another, of pushing one another and enjoying that experience. So I think that what was already established is just being built upon.
How does that leadership and accountability develop within a team like this, because this is a unique team sport in itself?
Yes, definitely. I think that on the tennis team, because of you're going to have people who it's the first time they've ever actually played on a team where their point has such great meaning. It doesn't necessarily matter where they play in the lineup, 1 through 6. Every point counts the same. So that definitely is a little bit of an adjustment for a number of people. But I think that having a chance to be on a team and to have support from others and actual care from others who want you to win for the benefit of all really opens their eyes to another chapter of athletics that they haven't experienced yet. So I think that's a benefit to college tennis that a lot of tennis players really enjoy when they get here.
Some guys that have been responsible for your leadership, obviously, to keep this consistently, especially with freshmen. We know around here by this time of year, the year starts to get long for all of the things that the mm-hmm. plebes have endured. But who are some of the guys that have kind of led the way here to keep this entire group focused on the task at hand, as you guys will likely be the top seed this weekend for the Patriot League tournament?
We have Andrew Hicks and Cam Kirkpatrick. They're our first class, and they've done a great job of what the expectations are on and off the court and trying to guide the guys in a direction that's positive for their experience here at the Naval Academy and also positive for the team. And then we have two second class, Gregory Durham and Matthew Lee, who've also, you know, their chance is going to be coming as far as to lead the team. And so they've had the opportunity to step up and guide the younger teammates as far as, again, what the expectations are, how they should be handling themselves, how important it is to get on top of academics, how important it is to get on top of the expectations in the hall on the military side. And so I think having those older guys guide the younger guys, kind of be the big brother to the little brother, is very valuable to the freshmen, the plebes, and the youngster class to getting confidence to be successful at the Naval Academy.
That's Navy head men's tennis coach Chris Garner. The Mids win against Army. Now get themselves set for the Patriot League championships. When we come back, we'll recap midweek action for baseball and women's lacrosse. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back. Brand new lights for the Navy Midshipmen baseball field at Max Bishop Stadium. They play Army this week. Of course, the Army-Navy series brought to you by USAA. Mids at 3-6 on Saturday. This week, they put the team under the lights against Georgetown. They romped to a 17-2 victory, so hopefully that will hold. More importantly, came back and beat Bucknell the next day 3-1 to keep themselves atop the Patriot League standings with a mark of 14-4 with 7 more Patriot League contests to go. Women's lacrosse rolls to a 20-10 victory over American. They stay right now in a tie for second with Boston University, who they will face in their final Patriot League regular season matchup. That will be for the number 2 seed behind Loyola in the upcoming Patriot League women's tournament. Don't forget, we've got doubleheader action coming up this weekend. Lafayette versus the Navy women at 1 on Stadium. followed by Navy and Syracuse on the men's side at 5 o'clock. Joe Miller joins me for the action on the Navy Radio Network. That'll do it for this week. One more week to go. We'll join you next week for more. Talk about Navy athletics, Navy football coaches hitting the recruiting trail next week. That'll do it for this week. I'm Pete Methurst. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for all of his technical assistance. This has been the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today. Federally insured by NCUA, by Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about, and by USAA. We know what it means to serve.